So you volunteered to come in and talk about your experiences with the library and what the library means to you. We thank you for that. And I was wondering where you want to start today.
I'd like to start with the many opportunities the library provides for not only me, but the community, and how much I really like taking advantage of those. I first started out at the library, at Midland Library, with joining Teen Council to start being part of the community. After that, I was suggested to be a volunteer since I enjoyed interacting with other people. And that's how I got to be part of this interview here today.
That's wonderful. What are the things you do as a volunteer?
Earlier last year, we organized the Lunar Festival for Chinese New Year. And then after I was stationed as a volunteer, I became a branch assistant and a tech host, helping people with computer issues and making holds for everyone. It's amazing to see how many people are involved in the library and are willing to learn.
And did you, before you started, you said you started out on the Teen Council.
Yes.
And then were you, I'm going to suspect that you were using the library before that as well, is that correct?
Oh, yes. I was using the library very often. It's amazing about the breadth of knowledge that the library provides. In one place you could have Chinese history, in another place you could have mathematics, in another area you could have computer sciences. It's amazing how much information is in one little place.
What's your first memory of going to the library?
My first memory was checking out my first book, reading Brown Bear, What Do You See? That sticks out to me because was actually one of the first books I read. And after that, I became engaged and just wanted to keep reading more and more.
That's nice. What branch was that?
Branch?
Or what was it that here in the Multnomah County Library System? And which branch did you go to? Or was it here at Central?
Oh, that was at Rockwood Library.
Rockwood, okay.
Around 10 years ago, maybe a few more.
And that was where you spent your growing up time going to the library?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the library you use now?
No.
Okay. What branch do you go to now?
I go to Midland often.
Midland. Oh, that's right. And do you volunteer at Midland,
yes,
too? Yes. So, and patronize there as well?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How do you think, since you started going to the library, has the library changed, do you think? 10 years is a long time.
Yes. When I was little, I always had the idea that a library had to be a quiet place, and everyone would always shush you for maybe speaking, and you must always talk in a whisper. But now it's just a nice community where we can learn and get together. I find very helpful for everyone.
And you mentioned right at the beginning that you appreciated not only the books that are in the library, but also all the services and the other ways that the library is part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the experiences you've had that way?
I've seen people trying to become a U.S. citizen and how the library helps people trying to be a citizen. There's also, I was interested in resume help that Central Library actually offers. Mm-hmm. And it was, at times I would see storytelling to children, which was really heartwarming. There's also tax services here and MACS and public transit information.
So it's really part of the larger community of Portland, isn't it, or the
yes,
county areas. Where do you think the library will be going in the future? And how do you see the library system expanding?
I can see the library expanding by educating more people about technology, since that is what's growing more and more. Because recently I've noticed that iPads started being offered and being able to be used, and then there's more technology classes or information sessions. But I also think that there will be, of course, more books, but sadly some of the older ones might be left out.
I'm interested in what you said about citizenship, about the library helping people achieve citizenship. Do you know anyone who's gone through that process, or have you observed it? And I'm kind of interested in what that process was like or is like.
Well, sadly, I haven't been involved in any of that. I've just known that it's been offered.
Yeah, it is. And I know that there are also assistance with reading and all kinds of other. If you were given the opportunity to go out into the community and promote the library, what sorts of things would you tell people that they can find?
That you can learn almost anything in the library.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, almost anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You can travel the whole world just walking into one place.
And I see that I realize that you're kind of on at the point in your life where you're thinking about college. I happened to see the SAT book that you were reading as I came to get you. How do you see the library fitting into your own future?
Now, I can see how some people could live their entire lives not walking into a library, but I know that it definitely helps coming in here and learning about all these programs and things that Portland offers. Because recently I was trying to look for a job, and the clerk, Cho Chen, kept helping me as I kept asking her. And there are some people who don't know how to use email, and they always come and ask for technical services. And I'm thinking that if I might ever need information, I'll just come in here for any social services.
Mm-hmm. What did you do as part of the teen council? What was it that you all did as part of the library?
We kept trying to promote reading and community service and goodness, safety. Although the teen council is always actively looking for new members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's when you talk about safety and promoting services, this is to other teens or to children who are younger than teens, or?
Almost anyone.
Almost anyone.
We were promoting safety on public transit the first day I was at teen council.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, we were also looking for maybe a grant or funding for more streetlights on darker days.
That's good. Good for you. What are your favorite things about volunteering for the library?
Meeting all the diverse and multi-ethnic people that come in and out of the library, and how helping each and every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to connect with all kinds of people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, you're sort of talking about the community center aspects.
Mm-hmm. The library has something for everyone.
That's good. That's great. Are there any other kinds of things that you'd like to tell us about your experiences with the library now or earlier?
I always thought it was a little interesting that there are so many languages from the clerks that could help people who don't even speak English that well, and that there are sometimes storytelling for young African-American people, storytelling for Chinese kids, and storytelling for Vietnamese kids. That always struck me as interesting and nice.
How many languages do you speak?
Around two or three.
Two or three?
Yes.
English and?
Vietnamese and Japanese.
Excellent. Have you ever had any opportunity to use those languages as a volunteer at the library?
I've been able to use Vietnamese in a few occasions to communicate with people.
That must be nice.
Yes.
Rewarding.
Mm-hmm. It's always nice helping people.
Are there other things that you want to talk about? You were very generous with your time to come in here and today on this gorgeous Sunday and talk about your library experiences and what you think about it. Anything else? Maybe, I'm sorry, please.
I was always amazed at how well the system runs in the library, from checking out holds to how well the people may use the internet, or how well the books are sorted in and out, coming from so many different branches. I feel like it probably is a lot harder than it sounds that someone got their book 3 days later after they placed the hold. Or maybe they checked it in or turned in their book to a branch maybe two cities away, and it ends up being so organized and so efficient.
There's a lot of human activity, isn't there, behind every transaction that we only see the surface of. What grade are you in?
I am a junior.
You're a junior. So it is time to, obviously, to think about college and exams and things like that. How is the library helping you out with that?
I wish the library could help me more, but what I could only find are SAT and ACT prep books and just general books about where to go and how things work in the admissions process. But I do appreciate that. I do have amazing references if I were to ever need them.
And I imagine that's helpful with all the term papers, too, that you do.
Oh, yes. Although the library isn't a place for just reading, I also come here for sometimes to use the computer and sometimes to do homework over at the desk. I can spend a lot of time here being focused.
And the Midland branch is a wonderful library.
Oh, yes.
It's a beautiful new building, I think, right?
Oh, it's been there for around...
Well, newer than Central.
Oh, yes, Central is...
Everything
really
is newer
old.
Than Central.
Oh, Central is really big. I'm amazed how many floors and how wide it is.
Do you spend much time down here?
I've been around here maybe 5 or 6 times. It's just that besides books, I can see that there's a lot of history that goes into the Central Library.
Mm-hmm. It's a very different kind of place from Midland, of course, because it's so much older.
Mm-hmm. But even the smaller branches, too, they carry a lot of a wealth of knowledge and also maybe not as much history, but just the same experience.
That's right. Have you, I noticed when I was out at Midland, I noticed the sign for the iPad training, I'm sorry. You said that you do some of that yourself?
Oh, I did.
You what?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I guess that'll be all.
Okay. Let it rest. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.